Hello. Hopefully everyone's coming in. Oh, already Jenny is in. Hello. Let's see. I'm sharing this right now. Da, 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 da. Let's see. Da, da. Jen, do you know how to basically call in? There should be a call-in button. I believe bottom right or bottom left. I'm guessing bottom right, but yeah, I could be wrong. Let's see. You should be able to call in. Sorry if everyone's listening right now and wondering what's going on. Oh, let's see. Ch-ch-ch. I'm going to be sharing this, seeing if I can get it to work. Let's see if I can get this to work. Maybe today, maybe tonight, who knows? Oh, wow, there it is. Hello. Hey, Jen.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good. How are you?
Good, I'm good. Oh, so what's your night been like?
Pretty fun. I was playing a video game earlier. It was interesting. But I was literally modding the crap out of, well, my PC. And what else was I doing? I went on a 10-mile walk, which was very nice.
Oh my god, that's so long.
Nah, I liked it. It is actually quite long. Like, it took me over an hour. Like, I think it took me an hour and like 30 minutes on that walk, but I liked it.
That sounds like a really fast pace, though.
I mean, when I go for a walk, I guess I am a quicker walker, but I have long legs.
Mm-hmm. You're so tall.
Oh, thank you. I'm only 6 foot.
Only 6 foot.
Oh, so. I had a question for you. Before we start this podcast. So, do you know Magikarp?
I am familiar with that derp.
Okay. I literally got a Magikarp in Pokemon Go. Mm-hmm. And it gave me a Magikarp with half health, but it's literally the best Magikarp you can get in the game. I'm not even joking. It has all high stats.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've only come across... Yeah, I've only had two in my life. Two Magikarps. And I need to have at least 40, I think. Because mm-hmm. it's Actually, it's over 40. It's a lot of Magikarps I need.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I'm going to do it. And they gave me a Magikarp from an egg with half health.
Like its health bar was knocked down halfway, like it had fought?
Yep. Yeah, like it fought. And it came from an egg.
That's so weird. I don't know. Well, you could walk with it. It could be your buddy, and then you could get candies that way.
Do I need to give it, like, vegetables?
I think with the new system, and anyone can feel free to correct me if I'm wrong, but I think with the new system, you have to give it berries and then have it walk with you. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm still learning the way that they revamped the whole buddy system, but it's really cute because you can do advanced augmented reality. Mm-hmm. So you could have a Magikarp in your living room and be like, oh no, somebody get it a glass of water.
It needs some water. I don't know. That's actually pretty funny and adorable. But no, I wanted to actually talk to you because I know you're a lover of plants, stars, signs, a bunch of things.
I am indeed. And actually, I think I mentioned maybe that I'm going to be doing a webinar series for my service.
Awesome.
Since I'm in the AmeriCorps, I have a service. And so every Thursday in April at 1 p.m. Eastern time, I am going to be hopping on Zoom, which is, you know, the newest craze in meeting and communications. And I'm going to be talking about plants. So this upcoming Thursday is going to be the debut, and I'm going to be talking about how plants manage stress. You know, since they're isolated little things and they're stuck in one place for the most part, how do they manage all these stressful situations that come up and make subtle or not so subtle comparisons to our own present situation with the quarantines that are happening globally?
Okay. So, that's actually really cool. Good on you.
Yeah, so it should be fun, and then we'll talk about pollinator gardens in another one, and invasive species, and ticks and mosquitoes, and how to unwind outside, and do nature journaling, and stretches, and all the cool stuff. So,
what all the cool kids do these days, talk about bugs and plants and stuff, yeah. I don't know. something.
But, yeah. So,
would you like me to guide this conversation a little bit?
Sure. I am but a wee babe in the woods, and you are an experienced podcaster.
Well, thank you. And you're not a wee babe. You're actually a very talented young woman. And I think you have a lot, you have a lot of potential for just a plethora of things. Honestly, I know that's a very big compliment, but it's true. You're a very smart, capable young woman. Blah, blah, da, blah.
Blah. I could be a vampire. Blah.
Yeah, exactly. No. Sucking all the blood out of everyone. How dare you?
Ah, come on, Dan. You're too nice.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're the amazing one. Look at you. You have your own podcasting show. You're doing all these super cool things. 10-mile walks. Geez.
I'm trying.
I tried to work out today.
So oh, really?
My How'd friend that go? And I were my friend and I were going to work out, and then I ended up calling one of my brothers, and so she worked out without me, and it was totally cool. It was fun. So then I went to go work out, and I did one single yoga stretch for about a combined total of 15 seconds, and then I was like, that was a good workout. All right, time to get back to video games and watch Quest for Camelot. So,
wait, Quest for Camelot, the animated one?
Yeah, the one from 98.
Oh God, I love that one. I'm so.
It's amazing, and I remembered that it existed the other day, and I didn't realize that Carrie Ewells is that how you say his last name? I don't know.
Ewells
was the voice actor for the main guy. He's, you know, Wesley in The Princess Bride, which is the best movie of all time.
I actually really wanted to watch that earlier. I literally told everyone about it except for you. I was like, I really want to watch this right now. And they're like, go ahead. And I'm like, no, there has to be a time and a place for it. It's the greatest movie of all time. You don't understand.
Which one? Quest for Camelot or The Princess Bride?
Princess and Bride. I mean, come
on. Yes. You need to watch it. Ugh, again. It's really
It
the
is.
best.
No, you're good. Like, I'm actually just crying a little bit because I'm like, I love that movie. And like, there was, like, I'm still friends with this girl. There was one girl at my high school who loved that movie more than me. And I love that girl because she's awesome. And I'm actually going to try and get her on here one of these days. But Jenna, you literally talked about this movie more than anyone else I knew. And God help you because that is your baby. Like, that movie is your baby. But she loves music. She loves a bunch of other things. And that movie was like the topic of every class I ever had with her. It's a great movie though. I love it though.
Is, and the books are brilliantly written.
Never read
Absolutely
them.
fantastic. Well, if you ever want to, I have a copy and you can borrow it because it is so spot on perfect with the movie. It's like you know how some people read books and then they see a movie and they're like, oh no, this is horrible. It's so
Yeah.
different, you know?
Harry
It's like
Potter.
well, because the guy who wrote it actually wrote the script for The Princess Bride too. So it's
Wait, there's a two?
oh no, two as in also.
Oh, I was really confused. I was like, how do I not know that my favorite movie has another one?
Well, but at the end of the book, they have a teaser for what could have been a second one, Buttercup's Baby. And it's amazing because it's like, oh, you think they rode off into the sunset and everything was fine. And it really wasn't. Ha, ha, ha. So.
Excited. I want that. I hope they make that actually.
I really hope they did. But anyway.
Yeah, you can't rush great art. Oh, actually, no, I wanted to also ask you about, and Alex can't join us for some reason, but that's okay. I don't know where they are, but I hope they're doing good. No, I wanted to ask you about your like musical taste and like how you, I guess, feel about musicals and like what brought you into liking musicals?
Wow. I think Disney. Probably
Really?
the same for most people, I feel. I don't know. I like musicals. I like a healthy blend, though. So, when I went to see Les Mis in theaters and the whole thing was just music, I was a little shell shocked. All my friends are like, well, that's what musicals are. I'm like, oh, I'm not a musical, I know. But,
Fair enough.
so I don't know. I like musicals. I haven't come across one that I disliked. I really like Cats, which I know is kind of controversial. So
I didn't get to watch it yet.
you should definitely watch it. It's amazing. It's maybe not amazing, you know. It's
It's good for a
but
cup of tea. I
yeah. And I so
heard
one of
they
my
took out
best
a
friends.
butthole. Sorry.
What?
I heard
Oh,
they
no,
took
you.
out a cat's butthole in the film.
I don't know. They gave the Taylor Swift cat boobs. They, what is this? They changed sexualization here and there. I don't know. But yeah, I don't know. I've always liked musicals. I've always liked theater. I like plays, and musicals are just sort of a natural extension of that. But definitely gotten to see more of them since meeting Shallon and her friend group, right? I haven't watched Mamma Mia with them, but I've seen Moulin Rouge because of them, which Moulin Rouge was fantastic, a little wild, but have you seen it?
I have not seen it yet, but I'm waiting. But I have seen Mamma Mia and Mamma Mia 2. And Mamma Mia 1, hands down, is better than 2. But I loved it.
It's so
So,
fun, right?
it is. It's very upbeat and just out there. I love, I just love those engrossing movies and films and songs and musicals. It's just, oh, and the actors, oh my God, the actors, so good. Was that too much?
No, not at all.
Okay, well, thank you. So, what are you doing right now? Playing Pokemon by any chance?
Currently, I am not. I
Ooh.
am doing nothing because I'm here for the podcast.
Really? For some reason, I thought you'd be playing Pokemon. I don't know why.
No, not
No.
today.
Okay. Not today, Satan. Ooh, there's a musical. What's that one called? There's a really good musical. I can't think of its name. Actually, Hamilton was one of my first like musicals I never saw. I just listened, and I actually did watch it on Pornhub. I'm a horrible person. I watched Hamilton on Pornhub, and it was still so good. And I really wanted to go to watch it. Like there was no one, there was nowhere I was able to go. I just couldn't watch it, and it was just a great musical. And they're making it into a movie now, which I'm excited for, and it's the original cast. But my lord, that is going to be another probably 2 to 3 years until we get to see it.
Why so long?
I think it's because time for all the actors, some of them are still acting in the musical. And yeah, and then some of them have movie debuts and show debuts. Like the main actor who plays Alexander Hamilton, I cannot remember his name. What is his name?
Lin-Manuel.
Manuel. Yeah, thank you, Lin-Manuel. He's been cast in a lot of different movies. One being Mary Poppins, and he's in the TV show, The Golden Compass, and. It's actually an interesting show. It's not the best, I'd say, but it does engross you. Like, you really do enjoy your time watching it. But Lin has been in so many things, and he's been a producer. He's been a what else has he been? He's been an actor, a producer, an artist, a songwriter. He's been doing so much, and I think Hamilton is going to be what he's known for. But he's trying his best. I'll just say that. He's trying his best. What about you though? I'm gonna just say this. Hamilton is probably my favorite musical, and I know that's horrible, but it's because of the times that I watched it and everything. But what is your favorite musical?
Honestly, probably Hamilton too. I haven't actually seen it. I guess I did see the YouTube sketch. But I definitely agree. There was, well, I've listened to it on iTunes, so the whole thing, it's still in like my top listen to songs, just selected pieces from that. But it got me through a summer of landscaping. I would annoy everyone by wanting to play it constantly, and people just usually practice social distancing a few years too early. But yeah, I definitely like Hamilton quite a
Okay, well, that's awesome.
Yeah, well, and there's just such a good complexity of characters in it, and so much variety within the songs, but all of them are listenable on their own, if that makes sense. I don't know how you feel, but.
I think so. Okay, this is going to sound horrible, but I think the reason why so many people love Hamilton is yes, it is a wonderful cast, and like the songs and everything were just amazing. But it's something that really like. It makes you feel inspirational. Like it actually opens up your mind and thoughts to the possibility of someone lowball, like the one that no one really saw, the underdog of all underdogs, and they rose against everything. And that's why I love it, because it gives this beautiful story, and it's well written and well received because it's true. It's an actually true story that may have been acted out in like very flaunting ways. Like Alexander Hamilton and his best friend. I mean, everyone knows they're, you know, but I don't know. I just, it's so realistic and well versed. The singing, the coordination, I can't even say words, but the way that it's presented to us, it feels so real and epic. Like it's, Oh, what's the book? The Traveler, it's written by a very famous, and oh, Big Honkin' Bear. Hello, how are you? We're talking about musicals at the moment. I hope you're okay with that. But what is that called? Oh my gosh. He's literally known for his writing, and he's a English writer, I believe. He's like 16th century, 13th century.
Let me see.
Oh, I can't think. I'm so sorry.
John Hawkes? No.
Mm-mm. 1300s.
1300s.
Yeah, I'm guessing. Oh, he was such a great writer. Oh man, he was such a great writer. I was going to say like Quebec or something, but no, that's not it.
I don't know. Oh. Batuta?
Mm-mm. No. I don't know. He was known for his writing. I'll look it up. Oh man, you know what? I'll look it up. I'll find it. I'll have to find it. What was his name? Thank you. Famous English writers. He's actually in the, like, he's mentioned in the, Castlevania. And he's mentioned in Castlevania. Charlemagne. Charlemagne.
Oh, like Charlemagne.
Yeah, like that took forever. And Charlemagne wrote pieces that were just epic and beautiful on so many levels.
Mm-hmm.
And I relate that to Charlemagne. Like I relate Hamilton to Charlemagne so much because it's so just open and inspiring.
Hmm. Interesting. Anything in particular, like within Charlemagne's writing? Or just the totality of it?
Well, actually, the tone and the set, like the set pieces, he always wrote in a way that you would know these characters by just a few pages or just by a page. And the way that he described them they would be these fine-tuned details. And they were just so beautiful. Like one of his writings is on a travel, and there's a knight, there's a woman, there's all these different people, but this knight smelt of beer and all this other stuff or something like that, and you would gain this knowledge over them. And oh man, I don't even know how to explain it, but like in Alexander Hamilton, you see them act it out, or you hear it in their voice how they feel, and you see every movement has a meaning, and it's just, I don't know, it's engrossing. You really get engrossed in it because of that. And I think that's how they did it. They literally just pixelated everything to be perfect, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hmm. Interesting. So who then do you think, so we have kind of writing from the 1300s, we have Hamilton, which is, you know, the founding of America.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think would be the next step, you know, like this generation's Hamilton or this generation's Charlemagne?
Elon Musk is already up there, but he already surpassed everyone. He's in space already. So in what aspect, like art and fashion and music and like what?
Well, I think in writing, right, that would be... Maybe the most.
Hmm. That's actually a good question. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about that. Who would you say?
I have no idea. I am not cultured enough to even have any semblance of idea of the greatest writers of our time. But I don't know. I think it is hard, though, especially with the advances in technology, because who's to say, I guess because there are so many avenues for writing now, like we have social media, we have, and so you could be a really great writer on that, like how Rupi Kaur has, massive amounts of poetry that kind of stemmed from this Instagram career, right? I don't know. I don't know if a politician would make more sense or a writer classified as such.
I'm guessing, okay, so this is my interpretation. I'm guessing that who I pick won't be just a writer, like a novelist, but someone that's basically well known, but well versed in themselves and well versed in, like, say, if they're like a politician, they're well versed in politics or something like that. I know a lot of people are probably going to say Trump or something like that, but I mean, he is very well known. But I don't know if I'd say he is. I wouldn't even say Bernie Sanders is. I wouldn't say Obama is. None of them.
Right.
But there has to be something about them that stands out, that lets us, I guess, notice them. Notice me, senpai. But yeah, that's, I don't know. Like, that's such a good question. You stumped me. Like, I'm trying to think.
Well, and I don't think it's something that we can really answer, I mean, Hamilton was,
years ago,
from what I know, somewhat recognized in his time, but not, not, necessarily honored as much as he should have been, especially with the way that everything did end up going down. So I don't think that you can ever tell who's going to make history in the present,
I think, history is written by, as some people would say, the victor, but history is written by those. Well, I mean, we are the victor. We're alive. So I was going to say history is written by those who are still alive and who have an inkling for something. And those inklings usually gather people. Like, for instance, PewDiePie, he loved video games and he, like, literally made daily videos of his videos. And he succeeded in that because people loved his content and he did it every day. PewDiePie is the next person.
The next Charlemagne.
Yeah, the next Charlemagne.
You heard it here first, folks.
Nowhere else. But no, I guess, wow, I really don't know. It's so weird to think about, I guess. I'm saying I guess a lot because I'm literally guessing. Never thought I would be in this situation. So
then let's move on to easier topics.
True. That is something that we should probably do. So when it comes to, like, after musicals, I know you're an expert in stars and, like, reading signs and whatnot.
I'm no expert. I am a hobbyist.
I think
you're at most. I make judgments of people based on their astrology and, I convince everyone to take the natal chart test so that I can find out what their hidden moon sign is. And that's about the extent of my speakings. But yeah, what would you like to know?
Okay. So I want to know, because I'm in Aquarius, what are the details of my Aquariusness?
Like you specifically or Aquarians in general or
Well, can you like segregate it to just me? I don't know, like how that.
I don't know.
I don't know. Just Aquarius in general, I was thinking, but like, I don't think you can just like. Well, no, because you can do that with birth months too, can't you? Like the day.
Well, I meant. So if you have the full natal chart, the theory is, and there, you know, everyone's a like the common thing is that it's because of the stars. I have my own hypothesis, which is more to do with like seasonal effect, the way that seasons affect the mother during gestation, but that's kind of a totally separate thing that's untested, but it's all untested, so it really doesn't really matter, you know?
Yeah.
But if you had the full natal chart, you could break it down into a number of variables, because people say like, oh, well, I'm not my sun sign. Well, yeah, you might not be exactly like your sun sign, but you might be exactly like a combination of your rising sign, which is how you present to other people, your sun sign, and a combination of your moon sign, which is kind of that hidden factor. And then how you are in a relationship is governed by a completely different sign. So there's a whole lot of variables to it if you actually get into it that make it far more interesting and far more personal than you know, just being like, oh, well, I'm an Aquarius, so I must have all of these characteristics.
Okay.
So for Aquarians, I'm very familiar with that because my birthday is 2 days after yours. And Aquarians are a bunch of freaking weirdos. We
that is true. I am a weirdo.
generally very off the wall, care a lot about social justice, social issues, equality, those types of things as a general rule of thumb. Deep thinkers, deep learners, want to understand everything, have a habit of ghosting people.
I don't know about me ghosting people, but yes, I do do all those things.
Can be very reserved, can focus more on intellectual issues, which can be really bad in a relationship where you might need to be a little bit more emotional and feeling, and you might be a little, try and be more detached. Aquarians, despite being the water bearers, are actually an air sign, which as a child I thought was annoying, but as an adult I think is really cool because it's like dominion over two elements, sort of, classical elements. And I guess if you think of it as a clay jug, dominion over like three elements. I only say that because one time I was helping a friend with a Bumble profile, and we were going through and looking at these women for him. And this woman was like, I'm on the cusp of two water signs. And I'm like, that's literally impossible. You're just stupid. So, but yeah. So Aquarians, intellectual weirdos, often described as aliens. I know in my life, the most common question I get from people is, why are you like this? I've been asked it by no less than five people, so consistently.
Yeah, I've actually been asked that way too. And I get it. Like, I'm a very socially outgoing individual, and yet people love me. And I don't know why. Yet, even though
you're
they're
amazing.
Asking, I'm not. I'm really not.
You are.
But I try to be, though. I do try. I just find it very funny, though, because when I first met you, you were very opening. You're like, and this isn't to like put you down in any way, but you were like a mother who was just like, hello, how are you? But you were taking care of a group at the time, and I was just like, oh. Wow, this lady has, and I'm calling you a lady, this lady has all the support of this clan. It's just like, oh, everyone loves her. And I was just like, she's actually very nice and genuine. I was actually really worried, though, because I didn't want you or anyone else flirting with me, even though Ryan did.
Ryan certainly is in love with every man.
But he's a great person. He's an interesting guy.
Yeah,
but oh my lord, I had a blast in the anthropology department.
Good. I'm glad. That was always my goal. I know in a lot of ways I probably failed as a leader because I wasn't as decisive as I could have been. But making sure that everyone felt heard was was the number one thing and one of the things I got the most positive feedback on. So I was really happy. And honestly, you calling me a mother is not the worst thing. I usually get grandmother. I get compared to a grandmother a lot, which I've just learned to accept, that I'm going to be a wonderful Parisian grandma who feeds people cakes and plants. And
Eat my weed, Sonny.
But yeah, I actually get compared to a grandma all the time.
Oh, okay.
So being called a mother, you know, like, oh my God, like a 40-year-old? Oh, is actually quite a high compliment. So thank you.
I was thinking more like a 30-year-old.
Oh, a young mom. Oh, I love you so much.
Oh, well, I love you too. But yeah, no, I just...
Well, talking of how like we first met each other and first impressions, if that's cool.
Oh yeah, that's fine.
You were so chill, you know. We just talked for I don't know how long we talked, and then we went and wandered a Halloween store.
Yeah. And
you were so relaxed, but you were so dedicated to Aaron too, and that was just so inspiring to see that you guys were just like on the phone, like you were on a call with each other constantly, and it wasn't like annoying or anything by, I mean, obviously not, but it was really cute that you guys were just hanging out together and getting to have those experiences. And I thought so much of both of you and your relationship, but, it said a lot about your character that you would even be willing to do that.
Yeah.
And then you're just such a sweetheart. You're like a big old teddy bear.
Oh, well, thanks. I'm a big old teddy bear, a Russian teddy bear. But no, I always try to, I guess, be kind to everyone I know. And I wanted Aaron to know that I loved him a lot. And we didn't get to spend every waking moment together, but I wanted him to know, like, I was there for him. And he missed me, so I would literally just step out for a little bit, call him, and if he wanted me to come home, I would be like, oh, okay, I'll come home, even though he was literally across the sea, but I would go to my apartment and talk to him for hours, because I knew it was important, like, my relationship was important, it still is, it's something that you need to work towards, and I know that a lot of people gave me a lot of flack for that, like, they were like, really, you're gonna go for your boyfriend, and I was like, well, yeah, I mean, he's important to me. And it was something I had to deal with, but I think if something is like very important to you, truly important to you, you should actually take the initiative and go for it. Mm-hmm. You should keep with it. And I'm not trying to like be all like preachy and say like, do what I do or something like that, but like do what makes you happy. Do what makes you feel right. Yeah, sorry.
Like, no, don't apologize. I mean, yeah, like if you're people oriented and like relationship oriented, then by all means, like throw your heart and soul into that, you know, and I just hope that everyone gets back what they want, you know. It's like if you're career oriented, then throw yourself into your career, do that. But yeah, so if you're people oriented, then people shouldn't give you flack for wanting to focus on your relationship. Relationships are incredibly important, and especially if you're planning on spending the rest of your life with someone, that's that should be worth, you know, missing an afternoon for.
Well, thank you. You're so knowledgeable and so I want to say godly, but like you're one of those like what do they call them?
You've obviously never played me in League because
I actually don't play League really. I don't know. I've been offered so many times.
You should to throw another offer on the table.
I don't know. I just so many games I want to play. Like I'm thinking about getting a Switch just to play with you and play Animal Crossing or Pokemon or something.
What?
Because yeah, I don't get to play that many games with friends anymore.
I'd just give you your Switch back, man.
No, it's fine. Trust me. I just want to play with friends. Like that's what I want to do. And honestly, what? I'm probably going to get Bannerlord Saga that's on Steam, because it's something I really love those games. I love RPGs where you can control people. You can it's like a tactics slash you have your own character.
Okay.
And like your character can level up and become a king, even though he was a farmer once upon a time, kind of thing.
Interesting. Do you like it to customize them?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's something really like, man, I'd have to show you. I might actually put it.
Is it Bannerlords on Steam?
Yes, it's not out yet. It comes out the 31st of this month.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah, for sure.
No, sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, like, I love those kind of games because you can get engrossed in it for days or years even. Like Minecraft, for example. Like, I love that game. Oh.
Good one.
Thank you.
Especially with all the mods.
Oh, don't get me started. There's so many I need to download. And I need to get Pixelmon. Oh, no.
Pixelmon. How could you not get that yet, Dan? Forgot.
No, I was modding my PC today. I'm so sorry.
You're good. I've been trying to play games with people, and everyone's been busy, and I've just been...
I'll play the shit out of... Well, I was going to say out of I'll play the shit out of Pixelmon with you.
Yeah, well, so I downloaded it because one of my buddies, I went to go visit them, and they'd actually downloaded it for me so that I could play it. And it was, like, the sweetest thing, and I was kind of, not a jerk, but I was really embarrassed because it had been a couple months since I played Minecraft, and I didn't want to look like a fool. So I just jumped off a cliff. I did try and jump into water, though. And so I downloaded Pixelmon on my laptop. I cleared 40 gigabytes so I could actually use it for things, which was impressive. And then now apparently theirs doesn't work. And so I'm like, oh, no.
Oh, their laptop doesn't?
Apparently Pixelmon doesn't work on their computer anymore. I don't know. We'll see.
I know my PC, I've been running into trouble because, well, a lot of things. But it's mostly because I need to get a different graphics driver, I believe. Or it's either graphics driver or storage space. I can't remember which. It's probably both. It is the drivers. Sorry, it's the driver. I need more space on my driver. Long story short, my PC runs like a beast when it wants to. But if I'm playing, say, Minecraft, and like 30 people join in, or say 3, and I have to download mods for it, for some reason, my computer wants to say, hey, no, we don't like this. We don't want to do this. And I'm like, oh, well, I'm sorry. Thanks. It has to do with my graphics driver. I've been revamping it and modding it, trying to fix it. And by modding, I mean exchanging parts or putting different parts in that I've had over the years. And these are the best parts I have. So this is staying, but it's working. It'll work. Yeah.
Well, I wish you the best.
Well, thank you.
I don't know enough about computers to...
No, trust me. I'm good. I got this.
Oh, okay.
I am not a god when it comes to computers, but I understand them to a degree.
Are you the high priest?
I am God. No. No, you're God. But
No. I am barely a water nymph of a human.
A water nymph. Oh yeah, I wanted to ask. What happened with D&D? Because I thought you were doing a D&D campaign.
We are planning on it. Did you want to be in it by chance?
Kind of. I love DMing, but I love being a character even more.
Well, we do have a DM, and I am still drafting a story, but we're going to be doing it Sunday nights, probably at about 8 or 9 p.m. Eastern.
Okay.
So if you're interested, I can add you to the Discord group.
Possibly, because if it's on Sundays, I'm gonna have to work around it. Because at 8 or 9, my father, he usually has the gaming room, and that's where my PC is. And that's why I'm doing it this podcast so late. That's, yeah. So I'm trying not to get in his way or anyone else's way. But yeah, thank you. Hello, listeners. I hope you're doing well. Feel free to talk if you'd like. We're just here being goofy, I guess. I'm goofy, I guess.
I guess. Why not be
Be.
goofy?
Yeah, wait. Say that again.
Why not be goofy?
Yup.
You know what I want to watch again? The Goofy movie.
It
That
was
sounds.
good. Wait, is that the one where he goes to college?
I think so. I am not the best on the chronology.
I think there's two,
So, am I?
actually.
Yeah.
There's one where they travel, and then there's one where he goes to college with his son. They're both good. Like, I liked them. So, Big Honkin' Bear, how are you tonight? I hope you are well.
Hello.
This is my friend Jennifer, or Genevieve, or Jen-Jen, or Jen-Jean-Jean-Jean-Jean. I gave her so many nicknames. She doesn't need them all.
I don't think I've heard half of
Oh, Jen-Jen or Jennifer?
I know Jen Jen. I don't know Genevieve or Jen Jing 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 Jing.
I remember I wanted to when we were in anthropology together because or anthro club together because I wanted to make the reference to Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, and I didn't know if anyone would get it, so I stopped. I literally didn't do it. So I was gonna be like, yeah,
Oh,
it was
I think it
yeah.
would have been great. It would have
Well,
been
thank you.
awesome. I appreciate it. I don't
I
know.
appreciate what you did not do.
I appreciate the thought, and the thought counts so much more in so many cases.
Well, that is true. That's what guides us.
Well, that and pure animalistic instincts, right?
Sex, drugs,
Whoa.
all the stuff. Yeah.
Chicken nugs.
Oh, chicken nugs. Man, now I'm hungry. I want my chicken nugs.
Chicken
I think I actually, you were the first person I ever heard of chicken, Chicky Chicky Nug Nugs from. Like, I've never
Really?
heard that from anyone else. Yeah.
Really? Well, I
No.
am honored, I
You
think.
are the first for many, for me, I guess. I make so
I
many
try
bad
and expose
references.
myself and
Oh,
expose people
sheesh.
to
Exposes herself.
new things.
You sinner. You callous woman. I don't know. I'm saying stuff.
Gotta make money in these trying times. Am I right? Am I right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Don't know. I don't think I could ever do that. I get really resentful if people try and like give me things. So
Fair enough. I do too.
that'd be funny. But all right. So, what other topics would you like to peruse?
So I did basically keep this podcast, or I wanted to keep this podcast around plants, stars, movies, and you'll see. What would you like to discuss, like, from your perspective? And hello, other listeners. I hope you're doing well.
Hello, feel free to chat
Or not, whatever
or
you feel like.
anything. It's a chill evening. So plants. What do you want to know about plants?
I want to know, have you ever touched a deadly plant?
A deadly plant? I mean, all plants are deadly, depending on, like for example, if you had let's see, what's a good plant that people know and care about? Like if you had an oak tree growing inside you for whatever reason, it could be
Oh.
very deadly.
Oh, Mary.
There
Hi, Mary.
hello. There are lots of plants that I've touched that you can't eat or you die, like
Oh,
Canada yew.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, so it's really common, well, use in general, Y-E-U or Y-E-W-S, are really common ornamental plants, and they have these like little red fruits. Well, sort of. They have these little red fruit-looking things, and they look really tempting because they have like a hole in the middle of them, and you're like, ooh, that looks so tasty. Especially as a kid, you're like, ooh, I just want to eat those. And you could eat the red part and be okay, but if you eat the little tiny seed that's right in the middle, you would possibly die. You would at least have to go to the hospital. It's super, super toxic. And so I've touched those, but
Weird. Well,
with
not.
nothing like the suicide tree or anything like that.
I know they have hello, Rob, Mary, and Big Horn, Honkin' Bear. I want to keep on calling you a Big Honker. I don't know why, but no, I wanted to ask, like, so when you're, I guess, scavenging through plant life, have you ever come across anything that was just weird to you? Like, you're just like, that plant shouldn't be here, something like that.
I guess sometimes you see random like garden plants. Oh yeah. So when I was on Beaver Island and I was wandering the whole island looking at the plants and doing kind of like a loose vegetative survey based on my knowledge at the time as a wee babe
A wee babe.
of what was still on the island. Every now and then I'd come across columbines, which are beautiful plants, and they have, if you've ever seen them, they have really pretty red flowers that have like kind of four pointed tips on the top, and then kind of the yellowish bottom of the petals, and they're just really, really pretty, but they were just growing everywhere, wild. And so you'd just be wandering through kind of like a wooded area and you just see them. And it was really, really strange because I'd never seen them outside of, like a garden type setting. And so that was probably one of the cooler experiences, or randomly seeing lady slippers,
We have those
orchids.
all over our camp. You actually have to go there sometime. I think you'd like it.
Yeah, you've mentioned that. I really do want to see it.
I know we have what do you call it? Like a grove, I guess. And this grove has so many lady slippers. And I actually know them as Cinderella slippers. I don't know why, but my family names them that. And I love them. They're so beautiful, but we're not allowed to pick them because it's illegal. And I'm just like, meh, still beautiful.
They
But
are.
they are, yeah. It's just so, like, there's this blueberry, like, how do I explain it? So essentially, there's a hill that is super slanted. Like, it's just a slant. It just goes straight down. And there's blueberry plants all along that. And then there's sand and there's a swamp underneath it. Well, underneath that, underneath the blueberry plants, there's these vines. And I have no idea where these vines come from. But I love them because they actually go into the swamp where you can actually walk upon it and it doesn't bother you. And it's so cool. Like, you can walk on these vines slash like root system, and it's so beautiful. I
Oh, cool.
love just going there and just going on the canoe and exploring. It's just I get
That
lost.
sounds magical. Do you have any idea what the vines are, or?
No, I have no idea where they come from. They just come from the swamp, I believe, but yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, no, I'd love to see it. That sounds amazing. Yeah, I'm excited. There's so much in the natural world that we don't know, and so much that you don't get to see in everyday life. And so, yeah, it's all just very exciting. But
It is.
yeah. So, did you know that plants communicate with each other? Like they actually talk to each
It
other,
how?
kind of.
How? Tell me how. I want to
So,
know.
so there are a couple different ways. So they can release hormones. If you're looking from, the ground up, literally, they can release hormones. to let other plants know if there's something going on. Like if there's a caterpillar and it's coming up and it's like, these leaves are delicious. Munch, munch, munch. The plant can go, oh, no, no, no. I know what this caterpillar is. And like each individual cell is like, oh, man, look at this stupid caterpillar. And it releases hormones that attract predators, depending on, you know, which thing is actually attacking it. But it can attack predators that'll come take care of it. So with caterpillars, it might say, hey, parasitic wasps, we have some hot meals down here for you. And then the parasitic wasps get that message and they're like, oh my gosh, yum. And then they come and they take the caterpillars away. Boom, no more caterpillars. What they can also do simultaneously is the plant can say, hey, everyone around me, all you other plants, friends, foes, whatever, there's this caterpillar attacking me. Just so you know, it's this type of caterpillar, and you might want to adjust your system and your defenses accordingly. And what you see is all of the other plants will be like, oh, hey, cool, thanks for the warning. And then they start ramping up their, for lack of a better term, offhand anyway, immune systems, right, to counteract this potential threat. And then they actually generally in lab studies have fared better because after having gotten this warning, right? So if the caterpillar does come to attack them, they'll already either be, you know, producing enzymes to get rid of it or make themselves taste worse so the caterpillar doesn't want to munch on them, things like that. So that can be really cool. And then they can also communicate below ground using these fungal networks that they establish. So you have ectomycorrhizal fungi and endomycorrhizal fungi, and they attach to the root systems of different plants. And what they do is the fungi can trade information, can trade nitrogen, different things in exchange for the sugars produced by the plant through photosynthesis. But what they can do secondarily is, as these fungal networks, which are huge, vast things, because funguses are so freaking cool, they can connect different plants to each other, right? And so through that, one plant, like a mother tree, literally a mother tree, can connect to one of her offspring, one of the little baby trees that are also growing in a forest, and actually use those fungal networks to relay sugars, relay different things to these little baby trees to help them grow when, you know, like they're shaded by the canopy. So
that's plants. Really cool.
Yeah. And they recognize their own kin too, which is really cool. So plants are amazing.
Plants are amazing. Whoa.
Yeah. So those are kind of my fun tips and tricks.
That's what you have at the bars. No.
Make all the vegans reconsider, maybe. I don't know.
Hey, Aaron's actually vegan at the moment. I kind of am trying to be more vegan or going towards vegan, but I love chicken. I love chicken too much.
Well, fake chicken is really good, though.
It is. I've had it. It's actually delicious.
Well, and I guess that's maybe a segue. How do you feel about, like, lab-grown meats?
Oh, I don't care about that. It doesn't bother me. As long as it doesn't affect the individual in a negative way, or it doesn't affect our planet in a negative way, then yeah, go for it. But, no, I've noticed that when I was in Sweden, they have vegan burgers, veggie burgers. They have a bunch of different burgers, and they taste so good. I literally had a beef burger that wasn't from beef. It wasn't beef at all. And I had a chicken burger that wasn't chicken at all. It was so good. Like it, and a mushroom burger. Oh, sorry.
Like it was lab grown or?
Yeah, I think so. It was either lab grown or it was processed plants or something like that.
Oh, cool. And like made to taste like it.
Mm-hmm. It was, oh man. I literally ate, what's it called? It's a Japanese mushroom. Shiitake mushroom sauce on a veggie burger. Oh, it was so good.
Oh, that sounds amazing. I have some dried shiitake in my fridge and I kind of want to.
Ooh. Remember those Japanese chocolate things, the wafers that you gave me? I opened them the other day and I ate them. Some of them, not all of them. They're so good. Sorry, I just had to mention that because they are literally really good.
Good, good.
I've had so much. Like, do you remember the Swedish chocolate I had at once upon a time?
Yes.
Yeah, that's basically all gone. And I know I gave you some, but like, I've never had chocolate as good as Swedish, and I'd say Japanese is kind of behind it, but those Japanese things were so good.
It's interesting how something like chocolate can taste so different depending on what country it comes from. Because, like, theoretically, you're using the same base ingredients. So how can it taste so vastly different? But it always does.
Yeah. I've noticed that a lot of people always talk about... what is it called? Wait a minute. Let me try something. Oh, what is going on with my podcast?
I don't know what's happening.
I don't know. One second.
If you're just hanging out, listening, feel free to comment, ask questions, state your favorite fact, your favorite color, how you're handling the worldwide situation, anything. We're just here kind of hanging out, so.